Hi there, this is Steve Patterson with CourageousChristianFather.com, and I thought I would do a podcast on a current blog post that I'm going to do. I'm going to have it published at the same time by having it here. It's something that God's laid on my heart, so been starting to work on doing some audio here. I'm going to do some older blog posts and add the audio to it, so make sure you subscribe to CourageousChristianFather.com. You can do it on iTunes and through email or other ways too, but I'm going to add the audio to it too. This one's going to be called Run to God, Not Away from God. We should run to God in the trials and storms and not away from God. Run to Him even when we don't feel like running, you know, or going the other way, or even hiding. You know, most of the time we'll tend to want to go the other way or run away from God when things go wrong in the storms and trials, but we need to run actually to Him. Yes, when we go through these trials and storms, it is easy for us to run from God or to hide from God. But as we know, Adam and Eve, they couldn't hide from God. God saw him. Even Jonah, he couldn't run from God. You know, God knows all and God sees all. You know, so we got to remember that and sorry, I'm going through the blog post too, and I'm going to update some of it as I'm going through. You know, I feel that this has been led to me, as I told you, it's been on my heart. You know, one of the reasons is I'm going through a storm. You know, right now it's not the proper time to talk about that because I'm in the middle of this storm. So, you know, God knows what's going on. So I ask that you keep me in prayers during this time of trial and storm. But, you know, when the right time comes, I'll share about it. But, you know, the thing is, trials help build us, and these storms can help build us, you know. So we got to go through some of these sometimes. It's part of life. Here I want to read from Romans 5, 1 through, what is the verse here? Yeah, Romans 5, 1 through 5, sorry. Bear with me because I am updating my blog post at the same time too. It's 1 through 5, and it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God. And not only that, but all the glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance builds character, and character hope. And now hope does not disappoint because of the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given us. You know, so these trials that we go through, they help build us, you know, of who we are right now. So, you know, that's the thing about it, you know. So we got to remember that God's using these to help build us. Also check out James 1, 2 through 8. And that says here, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, that he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven, tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So, you know, we need to ask for wisdom while we're going through these storms as well. So that's, you know, one of the things too we need to remember too. is we need to ask for wisdom and understanding. God knows, you know, like I said, what I'm going through, you know, and maybe one day I can use that to become a testimony and share it with you all. And that way, you know, other people might be able to know what I went through, and maybe they could relate and maybe help them. You know, because sometimes these storms and trials that we go through, they are part of something that can come later to help other people in the future. You know, so, you know, just think of it that way. But we just got to keep moving on. Here's four ways that I believe that can help us to run toward God and not away from God. Through prayers. You know, you can ask people to pray for you. You don't have to tell them what's going on. God knows what's going on. But we should be in prayer, a constant state of prayer, because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You know, that means it's never ending. It's a continuous act. You know, we need to stay in prayer at all times and pray even when we don't feel like praying. You know, it's a continued act. It's a command. You know, we got to continue to pray no matter what. You know, pray in the good times. Pray in the bad times. You know, we're supposed to stay in worship. The Bible tells us not to neglect assembly with fellow believers, Hebrews 10:25. You know, most people want to stop worshiping or they want to stop going to church. That's when we need to go to church, because God's got a message into church for us that we need to hear. So we need to stay in church and not stop going to church. I know it can be hard. Oh, I don't feel like going because of what I'm going through, but we still need to go, you know, because the church is where we need to go. We could get loved on by our fellow brothers and sisters. We can get uplifted, encouragement, you know, and it could help carry us through. You know, another thing is staying in the Word, you know, reading your Bible, studying. Just read the Bible even if you don't feel like it, you know. God will give you the message that you need to hear in the Bible if you just open it up and read it. That's why it's the living Word, because it speaks to us, you know? So, you know, just stay in the Word. It's important to do that. God definitely will direct us in those paths. You know, some Bible verses you might want to look up is Joshua 1:8, Hebrews 4:12. Psalms 119:11, which is, I've hidden His word in my heart that I might not sin against God. And we know 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 tells us the Bible's for reproofing and correcting and edifying the saints. So, you know, that tells us that it's important that we stay in the Word, even in trying times and the good times. Another, the fourth point, I believe, it be seek godly friends. The Bible tells us, especially throughout the book of Proverbs, you know, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. I want to point out one for each day of the, you know, each day of the month. So it's good to read like Proverbs 1 on the first day, Proverbs 2 the second day. They call it the 31-day Proverbs challenge. I've even blogged about that on CourageousChristianFather.com. So feel free to check that out, you know. But you need to seek out godly friends. You know, remember, a true friend will bring you closer to God, not away from God. So seek out a friend that you can trust. You know, even go your pastor or even a friend that you know that you can trust and go to and seek that godly wisdom, you know, because there is a friend that sticks closer to a than a brother, you know. So just, you know, let that do it, because we're supposed to carry one another's burdens, you know, and help each other out. You know, Paul also tells us, now this is in closing, that we're supposed to fight the good fight and win the race. You know, we're in a spiritual battle, and a lot, sometimes these trials come on because of sin and other things that happen around us, you know. So there's stuff that we can't see and some things that we can see, but it's a spiritual battle that's out there too, so we got to win that. Well, we already know the fight's won. God got the victory. Jesus got the victory on the cross. You know, He conquered death and sin on that cross. So we know Jesus wins in the end. You know, we must continue pressing on that run, that race, the prize. Get that goal. The goal is Jesus. He's our prize. He's our answer. All things point to Jesus. We need to look up to Him. You know, like Peter, when he was on the water, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he sank. You know, so we need to make sure to keep our eyes on Jesus and not the storm. You know, and everything's done in God's timing. We want things done now because we're impatient people. But we must wait on the Lord, you know. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." We need to make sure to trust Him and know that everything's going to happen in His timing, you know. And the thing is, those of us saved are in God's hands. The Bible tells us, John 10:28-30, basically tells us that nothing can pluck us from His hand. You know, that's the safest place to be. So, you know, run to God. Don't run away from Him. You know, stay in prayer. Stay in worship. Stay in His Word. And seek godly friends. So press on. Run toward the goal. And that goal is Jesus, like I said. And when you endure that storm or that trial, you're going to have a powerful testimony to share with somebody who may help them through their particular storm and trial. Said, "Hey, look, he endured that." You know, so I want to thank you for listening to that. I apologize. I'm just starting to work with doing podcasts and stuff. So, and as I was going back over the blog post, I was going through it and I was editing some stuff and that too at the same time. So, bear with me. I apologize on that, but I thank you for listening. If you want to, go ahead and read through the blog post too, but I figured I'd do a audio thing as for people who want to go and just listen as they're driving down the car or whatever, and I thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day, and I will close this podcast with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that you've given us here, Lord, and I ask that you give us the time, Lord, to know that you're the answer, Lord, and that we need to be running to you and going to you, talking to you, the prayer, which is a constant communication that we have with you, Lord, because you're a living God, you have a living word, Lord. I ask that you help us to give us godly wisdom, Lord, when we're going through these storms, Lord, and show us and let us know that we're not alone, that you're there with us. You told us that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You're the great shepherd. When one of your sheep goes astray, you leave the 99 behind to go seek that one, Lord. So, Lord, just help us know that we're valuable to you. You love us, Lord, and that we need to go to you, Lord, when things are going wrong, Lord, and help us to stay strong and on focus with you, Lord, because this is the time that we want to run. We want to hide from you. Help us know that we can't run from you and we can't hide from you, Lord. There's nothing you don't know. There's nothing you don't see. So help us to endure, Lord, and give us the godly wisdom and the strength to carry on in our storms and trials, Lord. I ask all this in your sweet, precious name. Amen. And again, I want to thank you for listening to CourageousChristianFather.com. My name is Steve Patterson. Feel free to subscribe to CourageousChristianFather.com. And also, you can like me on Twitter, ChristianBlogR. That's the word Christian, the word blog, and the letter R. You can check me out on Facebook. Go to the Facebook page. It's Courageous Christian Father. You can go to the web, CourageousChristianFather.com. You can subscribe to email. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And also on Pinterest, Christian Blog R, Instagram, and some other social media. So check it out. Be sure, if you like this blog post, click the like and share it so other people will know about it as well. And again, thank you for listening to CourageousChristianFather.com. I pray you have a great day, and thank you for listening.